Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved one's spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone so we can get the best possible reception. Our sponsor for tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that Hugs, H-U-Z. Our guest medium for tonight on the show is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick updates for you all. So on September 18th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're holding our Basis for a Rational Belief in Life After Life webinar. Author and speaker Piero Calvi Parisetti, M.D., takes the audience on a voyage of discovery of what he calls an ocean of evidence for the fact that the mind cannot be reduced to the activity of the physical brain, and that in a way which cannot be understood, the human personality survives physical death. Dr. Parisetti will discuss what evidence means, what categories of evidence are available for survival, their respective weight and significance, and the fundamental difference between a belief based on faith and one based on knowledge and critical evaluation of the facts. He will then provide a brief overview of the key areas of afterlife science research, including deathbed visions, near-death experiences, apparitions, reincarnation studies, and various modalities of after-death communication. Then we have on October 8th, 2021 at 8 p.m. to October 10th, actually, it's a weekend retreat, Eastern Time this is. We have our Love Knows No Death Fall Transformation Grief Retreat. This event will take place in Silicon Valley in California, and it's actually was featured, the grief retreat in Connecticut, which is actually this weekend, was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death. And if you haven't checked that one out and you have Netflix, please do. Forever Family is featured in episode 4, along with some really great evidence and really positive stories. But this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums, including myself, and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And lastly, real quick, there's a book out, if you haven't heard about it, our founder, Robert Ginsberg, Bob, released a book called The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation, what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. So tonight is our Mediums and Message show here on Signs of Life Radio, and all the mediums who are guests on the show have actually been certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and you can get information about all of those mediums that have been tested and certified on the Forever Family Foundation website. We'll be taking your calls in just a few moments and opening the phone lines. And again, you can reach us here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Connie Fusella. Connie is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation who has had spiritual awareness and experiences since she was a small child. In her early 20s, an allergic reaction to medication led to a near-death experience which intensified her intuitive abilities. This was the catalyst that inspired her to seek out knowledge and explore mediumship. Throughout the year, she found that her readings became increasingly detailed and frequently felt the presence of those in spirit, bringing through their names, how they passed, and specific details about their lives. She realized that her readings were becoming more mediumistic versus psychic and knew that she had to further educate herself on communicating with those in spirit. Continual self-improvement and training enabled her to develop into a credible evidential medium. So without further ado, hi, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm very excited because you are, I believe you're our newest medium, right?
That's been certified. Yes, I am.
Yeah, very cool. So we have some time to chat actually before we start taking calls. So I think you gave me a pretty good bio actually to introduce yourself. But so I wanted to ask you, since you're the newest, how do you work? Like when you do readings, do you use tarot cards? Do you just tune into mediumship? Do you offer kind of both? Like what's the deal?
Sure. Yeah. So I do offer both. I did start out using tarot cards and my readings were mostly psychic in nature.
Right. Same here, by the way.
Oh yeah. Great. Yeah. And so I tried to learn the tarot cards from the get-go and that never worked for me. So, I purchased a deck of tarot cards in 1993. It's the same deck I use today. Mm-hmm. And I never learned the meanings of the cards. So, I read in an unusual way. I use all the cards and put them all down and the little piles kind of just, trigger me to give detailed information that's coming from spirit. So that's how I read tarot cards.
Okay. Very cool.
And then, And then the mediumship readings are, just connect in with the client that I am sitting with and connect with their loved ones in spirit and try to bring forth some evidential information for them.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So we all, it's interesting because I don't know how many of the mediums in the foundation you've talked to. For those of you listening, Connie, you were just certified like recently, right?
About 2 months ago. Yeah,
right. So Connie's fresh. So I don't know how many of us you've spoken to, and I'm sure you have your own medium friends, but it's funny, so many of us actually, we come from so many different backgrounds and, so many different age groups and all over the country and even some mediums from other, other countries. And we all kind of work similarly. It's very interesting. And I'm just listening to you talk. And, with Forever Family Mediums, you so fit in with us. Not that we're trying to be exclusive or anything like that. but just hearing you talk about the way that you read tarot cards, it's just so intuitive and led by spirit,
Right.
Which is, I think, in my opinion, what is probably what makes you a good medium, because you're taking direction from the people on the other side,
Right. And that's the advice that I give to anybody that's interested in this or, trying to train themselves to, their hone in on their intuitive skills is do what feels right to you. I mean, there's no right way or wrong way. And if you take classes, just take what resonates with you from each teacher and, make it your own. When I first started, I didn't do it that way. I took everything to heart and tried to, learn in a kind of, real step-by-step way, and it didn't work for me. And when I just started to like trust and do it my own way, that's when it all came together for me.
Well, so Connie, would you consider yourself more of like a right brain person, as they say, or like left brain? Like you more into like the creative artistic side of things? Or you
I am
like
as that? Yeah, I am as a person, but I do as, people tend to tell me, I do overanalyze. So gotcha. That was a little bit hard for me, going into this, to turn that part off.
Right.
Not to,
Well, I'm asking too, I have a reason why I'm asking, because a lot of mediums I know, period, but a lot of mediums that have been certified through Forever Family actually, most of us have some kind of interest in art or music or like some kind of ability with that. But I have found that we'll have that, that talent or that ability to be artistic. But then most of us have sort of like type A personalities, like in our everyday life. It's such a funny mix, but I think it works for us. So it sounds like it's working for you too.
Yeah, and it's, I actually, my first career choice was to go into art, like a graphic artist. And I do paint and draw and refinish furniture and do all sorts of art projects and painting. So yeah, absolutely.
Right, exactly. I totally get that. And you're from New York like I am. So,
yes.
You know, we have that sort of type A, a little bit of a control freak thing.
Yeah, you can never get rid of that.
Right, no matter where you move, no matter where you go, we always have that, you know, that sort of that edge, I guess.
Right.
But again, it works for us. It definitely works for us. Thank you for just filling everybody in, you know, with how you work and,
sure.
and what you're up to. And do you have any announcements for any events or anything that you're doing that you have upcoming or even something next year? I know everything's kind of opening up now.
Yeah, not right now. I don't have anything. I'm doing things locally around me, you know, different, demonstrations.
You're in Florida, right?
I'm in Florida, yes.
Okay. What part of Florida are you in?
I am in the Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Gotcha. So for anyone who lives around there, keep your eye out for Carney because she'll be around. But for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Fusella. And be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. That's meaningfulmessages.info. Okay, cool. So I guess it's time for us to get to the phone lines. Are you ready to take some calls, Connie?
I sure am.
Awesome. Okay, so I should also mention that our show now for a while is commercial free, so it does give us more time to take your calls and give you some mini readings. And once again, if you are just tuning in, the number to call into the show is 1-888-627-6008. Okay, so before we take our first caller, if you're listening and you get through, I will call you by your first name and most likely where you're from. And then please just let us know if you would like to have a connection to spirit. And Connie will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for either one of us or both of us, we'd always be, you know, happy to answer your questions as well. Okay, so I believe we have our first caller on the line. Are you there, caller? Okay, maybe they're having a moment with the phone lines. All right, Connie, we could... Hold on one sec. Okay, we have Jocelyn from Florida. Jocelyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jocelyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you want to make a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for Connie and I?
I would like to make a connection with spirit, yes. Thank you.
Awesome. I will turn you over to Connie.
Hey, Jocelyn. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to just focus and try to ask your loved ones and spirits to join us tonight. And I'm going to just tune into you and ask them to step forward as well. And when I do give you information, if you could please just acknowledge with yes, I understand, no, I don't understand, or maybe. And so, and it's okay to say no or maybe. That just means I have to go back and work a little harder to clarify. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So, all right. First of all, Jocelyn, I am aware of a woman that steps forward. And I do feel that she would have passed maybe in her late 60s to early 70s. And I do feel that she passed from illness and there were a few things going on with her, but ultimately I'm feeling that the cause of her passing was due to something in the lung areas and difficulties with breathing. Would you understand this as a mom for you?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Do you understand the age and the breathing issues with her?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Would you understand that there is a connection to either her or you with someone being a teacher?
Uh, Yeah.
And you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And do you understand a connection to, and I know your name begins with the J, but I'm feeling there's another name like John or James. Do you understand that name for someone past or present?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have to, I want to say, it's interesting because I'm seeing something. Do you understand that I'm seeing something to me that looks like a jewelry box? Do you understand that you have your mom's jewelry box? And let me go into it. I'm looking specifically and I'm seeing like the ring and a pair of earrings and also a necklace. Do you have some of your mom's jewelry?
Yes. Yes. My grandmother's jewelry.
Okay. So it's your grandmother's jewelry.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And also she is giving me the month of March as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary. And it doesn't have to be hers, but you would understand that in the family.
Yeah. That I don't know whose birthday it would be right off the top of my head, though.
Okay, or a passing or an anniversary.
No March.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is the number 3 significant? Do you have 3 children or are you one of 3?
No, I don't.
Okay, think about that because I do want to stick with my March. I feel like that's significant. And then also, Jocelyn, I do want to mention, do you understand also, I have the gentleman that wants to step forward as well. And I do feel he's at least 5'10 or 5'11. And I want to feel that he would have had some heart issues that he knew about for a while and that there is a military connection with him. Do you understand this as your father or your grandfather on your father's side?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you understand a name like Tom?
No.
Okay. I have a T name and it feels like a Tom to me. That's okay. So I want to go back to, was it your mom that we were speaking with first, correct?
My grandmother, yes.
It was your grandmom. Okay, great. Yes. Okay.
About 30 seconds left, Connie.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to let you know, Jocelyn, I feel that this is someone that you would have spent time with, you know, in your earlier, you know, years. And I just want to let you know that she's around you. She has a very, grounding type of energy, a very sense of strong values and strength. And I just, you know, want to leave you and let you know that your grandmother's very much around you with a lot of love and support for you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're awesome. Welcome. Just on time. You're perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jocelyn. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Connie, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right, perfect. So I believe we have Pamela from Nevada. Pamela, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. So did you want to make a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection to spirit, please.
Perfect. Awesome. Connie, you're on.
Okay. Hey, Pamela, how are you this evening?
Hi, I'm doing well. And how are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, so I'm going to ask that you put your intentions out there for your loved ones to step forward and let me see who we can connect with tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I first just have to kind of mention this, Pamela. Did you have a brown dog that was like maybe knee high, not quite a lap dog, but just kind of below the knee that passed?
No.
Okay, because I do see a dog that just went running by me. And it looked like a medium-sized dog. So I don't know if this is one that you would have had when you were, you know, growing up.
No, that doesn't fit a description of a dog that I have.
Okay, no problem. We'll let him run by and let's see who we get.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right. So I do want to talk about, I do have the woman stepping forward. And I do feel, let me ask you, Pamela, is your mom in spirit?
No.
Okay. Would you understand your grandmother on your mother's side in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand that there was a connection with her? I know you said you were from Nevada, but I feel like she would have lived in a different state.
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand a connection to like I'm terrible with geography, but here I go. Do you understand some kind of connection to like Chicago, Michigan, Indiana, that area?
No.
Okay. I feel like there's some sort of connection, whether somebody went to school there or somebody lived there or visited there. I'm in that area. So I will leave that information if you can't take that right now. And do you understand do you understand a connection to a name like Elizabeth?
I do.
Perfect. And do you understand that the month of June is significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
No.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be for your grandmother. It could be you and someone in your family, a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
You know, it's possible. I have a lot of relatives who've passed. So maybe they had a birthday in June. I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. And do you understand a gentleman's name with Bill or William?
A name of what? William?
Bill? Yeah, Bill or William. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Either here or past.
No.
Sometimes I get that as a last name, Williams.
I don't.
Okay. All right. I'll leave that with you. Do you understand with your grandmother, do you understand that she passed from an illness that she would have had for a while? And I do feel like that she may have had like a blood-related disease, like a cancer. Do you understand that?
I don't believe that she could have, and it was undiagnosed.
I feel like there is something going on with her blood and blood disease, like cancer or something like that going on with her. And you have a sister, Pamela?
I don't.
Okay. Why is she mentioning sister? Does your mom have two sisters?
My mother has, she has sisters. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So she's telling me sisters. So I feel like there's, you know, a bunch of sisters. And also, do you understand a name like Mary or Marie?
I do.
Okay. About 30 seconds left.
Okay, perfect. Your grandma is, she's really a pretty strong lady. And I kind of feel like she would speak her mind, when she had something to say. And she tells me, I'm asking her for a message for you. And I feel like she had her hands full and she had quite the job of being a mom. And her message is to you is to kind of like, keep strong. Don't sweat the small stuff, cause she's kind of showing me like, the hamster that goes around on the wheel. And she's just saying, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be all right. Cause I feel like, you need to take a moment for yourself and do something for yourself. Do you understand that?
That sounds nice.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're just about out of time. But thank you so much, Pamela, for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Goodbye.
Okay, next we have Kathleen from New York. Kathleen, are you online with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Kathleen. Thanks. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Connie. Thanks for answering my call.
Oh, no problem. And you're looking to make a connection?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
All right. So, so I do have a gentleman that steps forward for me, first of all, and I do feel he's on the taller side, so at least 5'10", 5'11", and I do feel he would have worn glasses later on in life. Kathleen, is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand? He's making me aware of somebody that is very good at working with numbers. So would have had a job, in accounting, bookkeeping, or their own business, like working with numbers. Do you understand that?
Well, are you saying my dad did that?
Yeah. Someone he's making aware, someone around you, you or around you is.
My son is really good with numbers.
Okay,
he's
perfect.
Studying accounting.
And I'm sorry?
He's studying accounting right now.
Perfect. Okay. And do you understand a name like Michael?
Not in my immediate family, but yes.
You do. Okay. And also, let me just focus. It's Kathleen, right? Just want to make sure I'm focusing on your name. Okay. Do you understand? And you have, so I'm getting the month of March as significant. Do you understand that as a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
Yes.
Okay, great. And do you understand? Oh, I have that dog again. Kathleen, I have to ask, do you have a... Did you have a medium-sized brown dog, like a mutt dog that was right below the knee, but kind of wanted to be a lap dog that passed?
I can't remember how big he was. I guess you would say he was medium.
Yeah, but,
yes,
but
he had
like
a brown
always
dog.
Wanted to jump on you, but he was a little bit bigger than that. Like, should
yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I saw him before and the prior caller couldn't take it, but he came flying by again. So I see him in spirit. Actually, he showed up there, next to your dad. So your dad also makes me aware. Do you understand that he did have some heart issues and would have been aware of that and on some medication for some time?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And do you understand the significance? And I'm getting something like an affiliation with him with something like a Knights of Columbus or an Elks Club or Moose Lodge or something like that.
He wasn't involved in that, no.
Okay. Is that a connection to you? Why do I see that?
Well, that would be his brother.
Okay,
my
perfect.
Uncle.
Okay.
My uncle is in there.
Great. And his brother is in spirit too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's probably him just chiming in. Is there a John?
Yes. We had, my grandfather was John and then my uncle was John.
Okay. And they're
we
all
have a
passed,
lot of Johns.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm also feeling that it was, let's see, with your dad, is somebody I'm seeing the boats, was he in the Navy?
Army.
Army.
Oh,
okay.
My
Why
Uncle
do I
John,
see-
my Uncle John was in the Navy.
The Navy. Perfect. Okay. Went from John to the Navy. Got it. Good. Yeah, you've got a whole host of people up there, Kathleen, watching over you. So, I just want to let I feel like, was there, a little bit of a distance between you and your dad when he passed?
No.
Okay. What is the distance? Because I feel like he wants to acknowledge that I feel like there was a distance and someone didn't quite make it there when he passed, or there was like an issue with somebody getting there. Do you understand that?
Well, my brother was away. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. He's out of the country.
He's making me aware that there was a distance and somebody couldn't get there in time. And I do feel that, you know, he feels badly about that. And your dad is, you know, wants to, you know, to relay the message that he understands and it's okay. So I just want to go ahead and, you know, let you know, just leave your dad with you. He's very much around you. And do you have two kids, Kathleen?
I have three.
Three? Okay. Are there two boys?
I have a set of twins.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
About a minute left, Connie.
Okay, I just want to go ahead and let you know again that your dad is very much around you, very much around your children, and sending all his love to you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. Okay, and next we have Kat, also from New York. Kat, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm fine today.
Oh, I'll take that. Okay, very good. So, Kat, did you want to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
My name is Pat, not Kat. It probably came out wrong.
Yes, thank you. I think it was just typed wrong. Okay, Pat.
Yeah.
So, Pat, did you want to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
A connection with Spirit, if possible.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Okay, great. Hi, Pat. How are you tonight?
Oh, quite all right.
Good. Could be better.
So,
let me just focus in on you for a minute here, your loved ones in spirit. So, Pat, I do feel I have the gentleman that steps forward. And to me, it feels like a relationship. Is your husband passed?
I've been divorced, but my ex has passed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I do feel that type of relationship with him. I have to also acknowledge, is the month of February significant for a birthday passing or anniversary?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand, would you also understand a gentleman that would have passed, I feel like he had some years left. So I'm kind of feeling like, you know, somewhere between the age of 30 and 50 that there's a gentleman related to you that passed.
Yes.
Okay. Would this be your son, Pat?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel, would you understand that his passing was an unexpected factor about that?
Yes, I understand
Okay. And would you understand that he wasn't in the same city or even state as you when he passed?
No, he was in the same state.
Okay. What is, hold on a second.
Oh, there's one. I have a brother that lived in Indiana, but he passed in his.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back to the 60s. Gentleman. I'm hearing that. Let me ask you. I just want to go back to see what he has to say here. So I feel like, would you understand that your son would come with an apology and take some responsibility for the way that he passed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I do feel that, and I'm also hearing, do you understand a name like Jim or James? Either here or past.
There's quite a few that have passed in my family.
Okay. Do you understand? So So what I'm feeling, you know, with your son, that it's important that he relay, is that I feel like he's telling me that he had a wonderful family, he had good friends, and he's telling me that he was very much loved and supported. Okay, so he does want to come forward and apologize to you for the way that he passed, and kind of, you know, leaving in the unexpected way that he did. And, you know, without the time to say the things that he needed to say to you and how much he cared and his love for you. So he's saying that now, Pat. He also just wants you to also know that he knows that you are, you know, still, you know, honor his birthday every year, you know, the holidays, you know, every year you're thinking about him. You're always thinking about him, and he's aware of that. Now, is there, he's mentioning, is there a name like Teresa?
Teresa? I feel she's still alive. It would be my
yes,
cousin.
That's okay if she's still alive. He's giving me that name. And I also he's also giving me the month of January as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So it's just, again, he's coming forth with so much love, and he loves, did you specifically, why do I see this? Did you I know people have like photo albums and things like that, but did you specifically like put together a scrapbook?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so he's acknowledging that, and it's, you know, just really happy that you did that. That was very special to him. And he also
30 seconds left.
Sure. He just is really, you know, coming here today to just to let you know how much he loves you, and to apologize, you know, for the hurt, and just to, you know, please just remember him, you know, and smile and think about him, you know, the way that he'd like to be remembered.
Yeah, I do, because that was my only son.
I'm sorry for that, Pat.
Mm. Yeah. So we were close.
Yeah, he has a tremendous amount of love for you.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. So, Pat, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
you
very
much. I hope this helped just a little bit. Oh, you're welcome. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, next we have Kevin from California. Kevin, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, awesome. Did you want to make a connection, or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Awesome. Connie, he's all yours.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, it's not quite tonight yet, almost by you, right?
Right.
So let me just focus in on you and see who steps forward. So I am aware of a woman that steps forward, Kevin. And I do feel that this is someone that still had some years left. So I'm feeling like someone passing in their, you know, maybe mid 60s or so. Is your mom in spirit, Kevin?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Did she pass her in her like late 50s to early 60s?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So she tells me, and I feel like this is a, an illness of her passing, and she's telling me she fought the good fight. So I do feel, again, would you understand that she had an illness, like a cancer related illness?
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay, awesome. And would you understand it affecting, like, well, I wanted to say lungs, but I kind of want to also go around my stomach area as well. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So she's very, very strong lady. So I have to ask, did she did she have it at one time, or did she color her hair with some red tone in it?
I don't know if she colored it. It had that.
Yeah. It was like I get a little bit of the reddish, you know, kind of tone in it. She is making me aware that the month of May is significant as a birthday, passing, or anniversary. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She is also making me aware that, giving me the number two. So are you one of two, Kevin? Two children?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you have a brother?
No.
So it's a sister. Okay. Let me ask you, does she have a brother in spirit as well?
I'm sorry. Does your mom have a brother in spirit? I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. She said brother. So I want to acknowledge her brother as well. Either here or in spirit. I also want to say, did you understand? I think I got this name before, but I have to say it when I get it. Do you understand James or Jim?
No.
For someone here that, or that's passed. I have the J name.
No, I don't recognize that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And, Kevin, your dad is still here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you understand, is there someone that works with computers, like, you know, computer engineering or programming or?
No. Oh.
Okay, I don't know why I'm seeing that. So let me ask you, because did something recently happen with your computer or laptop? Was there an issue, or did you get a new one? It's when I see something like that, it usually means something.
No, nothing like that I can think of.
Okay, all right. I'm going to leave that with you to think about because
got a
there's
minute
something.
Left.
Sure. I want to go to. I feel like. I feel that, you know, your mom is telling me that you're very supportive of her and very hands-on with, you know, while she was transitioning and care. And she's just really coming forth, you know, with so much love and gratitude, for the support and the strength and just a lot of love for you, Kevin.
That's great to hear.
All right.
Awesome. And we're just about out of time. So thank you so much, Kevin. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. Okay. So we have time for maybe like two or three callers if we're real quick. We can get to a third one. But in case you tuned in late, to the show tonight, this is Medium and Messages. And our guest medium tonight is Connie Fusella. And again, if you would like to contact Connie or learn more about her, her website is www.meaningfulmessages.info. Okay, so back to the phone lines. I believe we have Peggy from Pennsylvania. Peggy, are you there?
I am, thank you.
Hi, Peggy, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Good, thank you, good. Did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I actually wanted to try and make a connection with Spirit, but if you have anything, you can jump in too, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Peggy. I will. I promise. If I hear anything, I will let you know. I'm going to keep you over with Connie, okay?
Thank you.
Hi,
so
Peggy.
Much.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, let's see here. I'm going to ask you put your intention out for your loved one in spirits, and let's see who we can have join us here. Okay. So Peggy, I am aware of a woman that steps forward. And I do feel, that she would have passed in her late 70s, possibly early 80s. And I do feel that she was a little bit shorter in stature, maybe 5'4". And she's giving me the number 3 as being significant. So are you one of 3 children?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Do you have 3 children?
I do.
Okay. So that's her way of acknowledging that. Now, Peggy, is your mom in spirit?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Do you understand, is there a passing within the last year with her?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Let me see what I'm getting here. Do you understand the month of February as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
Maybe.
Okay. And do you understand that I feel like there's a couple of things with your mom. Do you understand that she would have had some issues with mobility?
My mom, no.
Okay. Why am I feeling like some unsteadiness? Did she have any kind of confusion or anything like that?
Actually, she was very young when she passed, so she was like 32, so really not that I'm aware of.
Okay, then I probably don't have your mom, because the person that I'm thinking of is older. Is your mom's mother, would this fit your grandmother on your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay, because I do have a woman here to me that passed later. She looks to me in her 70s. So I feel that that's who I have. Do you understand a name like Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, it could be my son-in-law's grandmother.
Okay. Okay. And I'm also getting, let's see here. Do you understand, and I do feel like I know you told me about your mom. I kind of feel a presence, but did your mom pass by accident? Because
I'm not sure.
An unexpected feeling. I'm not feeling like an impact, like a car or anything, but I feel like this is a little bit complex, but I feel like there's an unexpected factor with the way that she passed. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Possibly.
Well, I do feel, like I said, I know that she's there. I do feel I have your grandmother there. Yeah. And do you understand, though, that because this grandmother, I feel like somebody that she's telling me, somebody, you know, stepped in and helped out when your mom passed. And I feel like your grandmother had something to do with that. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. Because I guess
is there anything with my husband? Is my husband coming through?
I'm sorry?
Anything with my husband? Is my husband coming through?
Not at this moment. I don't have him. No, I definitely have this woman that I believe is your grandmother. And I know that your mom, you know, there's an unexpected passing with her.
Couple more seconds left. If there's anything else, and then we have to move on to the next caller.
Okay. I'm also feeling that there is a,
Okay, go ahead, Connie. We're just almost out of time.
Okay, all right. I just also wanted to say that she's given me the month of June also as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
Okay.
Okay, so we do have to move on to the
all
next
right, thank local. You.
Thank you so much for calling in, Peggy. You take care, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, so Connie, we have time for like one more caller. So I believe we have Christine from Texas. Are you on the line, Christine?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how's it going with you?
Good, thank you. Did you want to make a connection with Spirit or did you have a question?
A connection, please.
Awesome. Connie, it's all you,
sure.
My friend.
Hi, Christine. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Connie. Thanks so much for taking my call.
No problem. So let me just see here who we have. So first of all, Christine, I do feel I have a gentleman that steps forward, and I do feel him to be taller and, you know, a good build on him. I do feel that there is a military connection. Do you have a dad in spirit?
No.
Okay. Do you understand this as your father's father and there's a military connection?
Maybe.
Okay. And also, so besides the military connection, would you understand that he would have owned guns?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Possibly.
All right. I that's okay. Let me keep going here. I feel like he's stepping through. Would you understand that his name carries in the family as a first or middle name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, I also have to acknowledge, do you understand, that there is I would feel a younger person in spirit stepping through.
Young, like 30s or below?
I want to say below 30.
I'm not sure on that.
Okay. To me, they look like, you know, late 20s, possibly early 30s. You understand that for a male?
No.
Okay. All right. No problem. Would you understand? Okay. Would you understand? Because I do feel I have a younger person here. To me, they look. Would you understand somebody passing unexpectedly and they're in like maybe 45 to 50?
Yes.
Okay. And would you understand that the word that I'm hearing is like there wasn't time for closure. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling would this be a relationship to you?
Yes. In my broader family, yes.
Okay. And would you understand there was a the way that she comes forward, would you understand that she is going to come forward with some regret in the way that she passed?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just really important that she needs to convey how much, you know, love she has for you and acknowledge, you know, your love and support of her. It's very important that she also she gives me the month of June as being significant for a birthday passing or anniversary. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She also is acknowledging, I don't know why she's showing me this, but it is a butterfly significant for you?
Yes. I think of it as a sign. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Because that's what she's showing me, you know, butterflies flying by. And it's also, She just really wants to come forward. I know we're short on time, but it's just so important that you know that she has a lot of sorrow and regret, and just loves you so much. Do you know, and the way that she says it, she says she loves you to the moon and back. So I'm just going to leave her love with you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank awesome. You.
Thank you so much for calling in. You take care.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Connie Frisella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, if any of the listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a reading with you, is the best way to contact you your website?
Yep, through my website, there's plenty of links that say schedule now and just let me know, you know, and I'll send you my availability or you can text me on my phone number. Many and ways to contact me. So.
And that's all listed on the website, right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. And Connie's website is www.meaningfulmessages.info. Okay, so I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out some of my work, you can visit me on the web at joeperetta.com, that's P-E-R-R-E-T-A.com, or you can look me up on Instagram, although that's a little bit more of a personal thing. I do post and do some live readings sometimes, so you can check me out there. My handle is Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.